Random House Audio presents The Summer of Dead Toys by Antonio Hill. Read for you by Mark Bramhall.
It's been a long time since I thought of Iris, or the summer she died. I suppose I tried to forget it all, in the same way I overcame nightmares and childhood fears. And now when I want to remember her, all that comes to mind is the last day, as if these images have erased all the previous ones. I close my eyes and bring myself to that big old house, this dormitory of deserted beds awaiting the arrival of the next group of children. I'm 6 years old, I'm at camp, and I can't sleep because I'm scared. No. I lie. That very early morning, I behaved like a brave boy. I disobeyed my uncle's rules and faced the darkness just to see Iris. But I found her drowned, floating in the pool, surrounded by a cortege of dead dolls.
Wednesday. Chapter 1. He turned off the alarm clock at the first buzz. 8 a.m. Although he'd been awake for hours, a sudden heaviness overcame his limbs, and he had to force himself to get out of bed and go to the shower. The stream of water cleared his sluggishness and, along with it, some of the effects of jet lag. He had arrived only hours before, after an interminable Buenos Aires.